What's your name?
What's yours?
Paul. Is that funny?
Yes.
Why?
Makes me laugh.
You married?
No.
Why does it make you laugh?
Not really.
Not really married?
No.
So this is a room. I've never been in a room before.
I'm often in a room.
What's your name?
Elizabeth.
Is that your real name?
Doesn't it sound real?
I like that kind of name.
I didn't know I had that kind of name.
Come along, man. Sit down. Now, this towel over your head, please, to simulate the dirty grey wig. Already you appear anonymous and vaguely alarming. Now, Fowl, forget your personality. You're Sir Tommy Banter, living with a widowed sister in a droughty great morgue on Wimbledon Common. Digestion? Bad. Politics, an independent moral conservative. Diversions, snooker in the basement of the morgue, peeping at lovers on the common, and money being given away on television. In love with capital punishment, corporal punishment, and a younger brother who is accomplished at embroidery. A small, alarmed man, served with distinction in the Great War at sentencing soldiers to long terms of imprisonment. A man without friends, unexpectedly adored by a Greek niece, 3 years old. I stood in the middle of that office and looked around me. I watched myself sitting there for 15 years. 15 years of never looking into the eyes of anybody. Thousands of faceless people with no eyes, no souls, no feelings. Years of resentment and bitterness and pettiness and humiliation just to make me, Kevin McAllister, a somebody. My head was spinning. I wanted to scream. I wanted to jump on the counter with 1,000 gyros in my hand and throw them at the people. Here, go on, take the money. Take the money and spend it on whatever you want. It doesn't matter. Drink, horses, bingo, just go and have a good time on me. I watched myself do it. I felt I was standing there for hours just fantasizing about what I could do if I wasn't a stupid little man, a stupid, soulless little prick. Audrey, I don't care if he hit the last jammy dodger the day again. You know that? I don't bloody care if he turns into a jammy dodger. Just give me anything you have, and I don't want tea today. I'll have coffee, black coffee.
And how is our Miss Sally Hastings these days?
Agnes asking this genially of Ginger Horton, while giving Guy a meaningfully coy glance. For she had tried to interest her nephew in the young lady.
"Oh, poor Sally,"
said Ginger Horton, putting on a look of extremest nonchalance.
"She's become rather tiresome, I'm afraid." "That is a shame,"
said Agnes.
"Such a lovely girl. Didn't you think so, Guy?"
"A most charming girl," said Guy Grand.
"And yet I must say you didn't seem to notice,"
his aunt went on rather severely.
"Hardly spoke 2 words all evening.
Though if I have a shred of intuitiveness, she was very much attracted to you, Guy."
"We met later at her place," Guy explained.
"Guy, you didn't,"
said Agnes in genuine annoyance. "Yes, of course," said Guy. "Just for a little tete-a-tete,
"Well,"
said Agnes, taking a long sip of her tea and pursing her lips before speaking again to Ginger.
"That is a shame, Ginger, and such a clever girl, too, but then I suppose so many of them are, aren't they? Young girls, I mean of her sort. Personally, of course, I put quality before cleverness. Don't you, Guy?"
"Oh, I should think that goes without saying."
"Tuppence only, step up and see. This side of the grave, John Merrick has no hope, nor expectation of relief. In every sense, his situation is desperate. His physical agony is exceeded only by his mental anguish. A despised creature without consolation. Tuppence only, step up and see. To live with his physical hideousness, incapacitating deformities and unremitting pain is trial enough. But to be exposed to the cruelly lacerating expressions of horror and disgust by all that behold him is even more difficult to bear. Tuppence only, step up and see. For in order to survive, Merrick forces himself to suffer these humiliations. I repeat, humiliations in order to survive. Thus he exposes himself to crowds who pay to gape and yawp at this freak of nature. The Elephant Man.